We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Dragon Slayer! Ooh. There he is, man. Let's get it.
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen is a premier player.
Starting cornerback for your Chicago Bears.
Jalen is just a real talk expert. He just tells you how he feels.
He has had really his best year of his career.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson!
Well, and it's a little bit of the Deion Sanders effect when you're playing opposite of Jalen Johnson.
Takes you inside the locker room after every Bears game.
Incomplete, looking for Allen. No flag. And the NFC rushes the field as they celebrate. Jalen Johnson, great job in coverage.
Hey, that mañana's on the way.
On me, bet out.
Jalen signing a four-year, $76 million extension.
For years, I've been telling you guys never to take no for an answer, right? You know, to keep pushing, to never hang up the phone until you get what you want. You know this deal that I'm about to sign? You know what? I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving!
Jalen Johnson with Parkins and Spiegel.
Yeah, they're
on 670 The Score.
We will talk draft in the offseason and the weekend, but it is our first time on the air talking to our guy Jalen Johnson on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today since he signed that life-changing contract. Congratulations, Jalen. How are you?
I'm good, man. I appreciate it.
Man, we were so happy for you and like the blow up and all the national interviews and, you know, betting on yourself. And I mean, you can tell us, how much money do the Bears cost themselves by not locking you up in season now? Come on now.
You funny, man. How much?
I think it was $15 million. I'm putting it at $15 million.
You saying the price went up by $15 million?
That's what I'm saying on total value. Yes, sir.
Total value. I mean, it's easier. Definitely not 15 in total. If we're talking about APY, that might have been a little closer. But nah, I mean, really, I would say maybe double. Let me think back. Yeah, I would probably say about double.
About double. So from trade deadline when you requested the trade and things got a little uncomfortable to when you get second team All Pro and sign.
Nah, I'm saying from when we first started.
Okay.
Before the trade.
Okay, so from like last off season or something.
No. During season.
Okay, so double, man. Like that is an all time bet on yourself and win moment. Like, are you proud of how it went down? Given that no one had more faith in you than you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's like at the end of the day, I know when I knew who I was, and honestly, quite frankly, I feel like they knew as well. I think it was just maybe some more that needed to be proved, and I think I went out there and did it. I don't think it was ever a question of if I can play the game at a high level, if I'm a true CB1. I mean, I feel like I feel like that was evident just since I feel like I came into the league, being in Chicago and then Kyle Fuller leaving. I feel like from that point on, that's been what it was. I think it was more so just having to prove the takeaways and things like that. I mean, I feel like, and I feel like I know I've had a lead cover since, like I said, since I came to the league. I think just adding those turnovers, making some of those spectacular plays that helped us win ball games, I feel like that it factor that I haven't had through my career, I feel like allowed me to be able to, like we were talking about earlier, double the value a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, Jalen, your decision to do this show and your decision to be as honest and open as you have been means that you had a lot of people who were genuinely, as Danny said, happy for you, proud of you in a weird way. Like among our listeners and us specifically, I mean, having seen you around your daughter, having heard you talk about talking cornerback technique with your brother and your father, like all of that, you know? So it's just a really, really good, warm amount of happiness and pride for you when that happened. And I wonder if you felt it in this town as that was going down.
Honestly, it's been hard for me because, I mean, I've been off of social media since the last season, so I'm still not back on it. So I think it was kind of hard to, I guess, to feel it, not being able to see it or not really being able to, I guess, get it and feel the fan love, get the city of Chicago, see how they're, like, talking about it, seeing, like, the trending and all that. I didn't get to see it. I think for me it was kind of just always being in my own little bubble to where, okay, going through negotiations, just going through with me and my family, then signing it, okay, just me and my family and my agent, and then kind of never seeing it. And then even after I came to Chicago, did the press interview and things like that, I was never on social media and, like, all the things that were trending. So, I mean, if it wasn't in my actual face, I wasn't really able to see it and feel it. But I know just definitely coming back, even going out and seeing people that are big time Chicago Bear fans, I mean, they definitely show that love. So I've just been able to feel it as much as I can, depending on where I'm at and kind of who I'm around for the most part.
Well, know that you got it around these parts, the listeners to this show specifically. They've been very, very over the top about it.
I appreciate that.
Has life changed for you and your daughter? Does she have more of what she needs now? I mean, like,
she already had everything.
Yeah, it seemed like it, but now she could have more of everything theoretically.
Nah, honestly, and that's the funny part, man. People ask, I've got this question both. I ain't gonna lie to you. I haven't seen a Tesla dollar of any portion or part of my signing bonus yet. I haven't done anything with it. I think for me, it's just more so trying to just get things in order. Cause I mean, like everybody knows, man, it's generational money. And I think for me, it's one thing to just get it and just want to spend it and do this and do that. It's like, nah, you gotta, for me, I'm trying to focus on stewarding the blessing that I have right now and making sure that I have a plan to where me or my family would never have to work a day in our life depending on how the decisions I make with the money. So I think for me, kind of just trying to be patient, come up with a plan to where, okay, hey, here's the budget, here's what we're set on, here's what we're trying to make. We can make this 5%. We can just live off this 5%. And then by this time next year, you get more money and you'll be able to live off of this. And then from that point on, I mean, just setting things up with my family where it's like, hey, nobody has to work. I don't have to work again. So I think for me, kind of just coming up with that plan and that strategy as far as where to put the money and things like that, I think that's more important to me right now. And I'll get to spending it. But right now, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm making the right decisions and taking care of it best I can. And then, I mean, the money ain't gonna start rolling in, as everybody knows, but I know I gotta keep making good decisions.
Very mature. We would expect absolutely nothing less from Jalen Johnson. All right, let's talk some football. It has been a big offseason since we last talked to you. Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Caleb Williams. As of now, who has the upper hand when you guys report for practices? Bears offense or Bears defense?
Talking about top to bottom? Oh, it's tough because I feel like, it's tough. It's tough to say because, they got some dogs. I know we need – I feel like we need a little more firepower up front. If we talk about 7-on-7, hey, I'm for sure going with the boys every time. I'm going with the defense. But I know that we got to – I think we need some more big boys up front on defense. And I feel like we can get about one or two more dogs up front. I'll take us every time. But even for them, I mean, I don't know. We got some new O-line as well. So, I mean, they got some question marks as well. So, I mean, since it's so close, I'm going defense for sure.
Well, I mean,
it's not 7-on-7. They play 11-on-11, Jalen.
But of the seven on offense, you know how good Keenan Allen is, right? Now to add to DJ Moore and this kid, Odunze, it might be the best wide receiver trio in the NFL all of a sudden, Jalen.
Lord knows I hope they are. But at the end of the day, the Rook got to come and prove himself. He's a damn good player, for sure, out of Washington. I was a big fan of him. Hey, it's a whole different ball game. He gotta come in here. He gotta see guys like me every day. So I mean, I don't think it's just simple. Oh yeah, he is a heck of a player and was and hell of a resume for sure. But I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta go and you gotta make those plays against me, against Kyler, against Jaquan, against Tyreek. I mean, you got some dogs to go against. So I mean, even with DJ and everybody, I think for me personally, I mean, 7-on-7 is hard. I'm thinking if we take out the linemen, I feel like there's a few question marks, and I thought I even brought up the 7-on-7. But I just feel like it's a lot of good matchups. I feel like overall, I mean, and you guys said Keenan, I'm gonna take me every time. So I mean, I guess you guys can kind of match it up however you want.
Well, you got him in the Pro Bowl. You got him in the Pro Bowl.
I'm not gonna lie to you. We even said Pro Bowl, but I mean, we act like we didn't play the Chargers.
You know, you got him in that game too. You got him in that game, too. That's true. That's true.
But, no, I mean, again, he's a dog. I love Keenan. I've loved him forever. I mean, he's always been – him and Demonte have been my favorite, too, as far as route runners and guys who, to me, are really crafty and shifty. So, I mean, that's my dog for sure. Just can't wait to go against him. But I think – I mean, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, them boys, they got some pieces. They got a hell of a team over there on offense for sure. I mean, you got Cole – Gerald Everett, I mean, Swift out the backfield. I mean, we got they got it. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I thought like we got some boys on our side too though.
So what can Rome Odunze learn from practicing against you that he can't learn from like talking to Keenan Allen or DJ Moore, Jalen?
Shit, pressure. I mean, to me, it's different than talking, but when you actually get in somebody's face, and to me, I think personally, I don't think like. He's going to – I know he's not going to see too many people that play how I play. To me, there's probably two or three of the guys that I've watched that are like, yeah, he's one of those. And I feel like for me, as far as like covering, and I think it's probably Pat Surtain, Denzel Ward, and Sauce. Other than that, I feel like there's different like categories and styles of playing. I feel like those – us four, to me, I think take the most pride in actually getting covering and being sticky in coverage and just playing the game a certain way. Just going against me, going against, I think just the defense, I think just as a whole, I think he'll be able to come in and know like, okay, what it looks like with somebody who is savvy, who can read body language, who can read stems, who can, I mean, it's a lot that goes into it. And I'm excited to get to work with him because I'm somebody quite as kept. I like wide receivers and the craft and the skills that they have. And for me, if I can get in and help them, like, hey, when I'm pressing up against you, like, hey, I can see, pause. When I'm in press position against you, then, like, I can see when you make these certain moves, I can tell when you're going to break, or I can tell this, or I can try to help them sell certain routes or certain releases a certain way that Keenan Allen can tell them. But it's like, hey, Keenan's not the one who's playing up against you on the opposite side of you. I'm going to see it. And be able to tell you, like, hey, if you sell this a certain way, you might be able to get me to open up. You'll get me to be in a tougher position to where you might be able to, in a sense, win a rep or make that route easier. So, I mean, things like that is something that you can't get from a wide receiver that you can get from a high-level defender.
We're talking to Jalen Johnson here, Parkinson Spiegel on The Score. Have you talked to Caleb Williams yet?
Yeah, I have talked to him. It's funny, I talked to him before the little pre-draft when everybody's making a big deal of the Hollywood conversation and talk. I mean, honestly, for me, this is my first time speaking about it since then. That conversation was took completely the wrong way. People, to me, just wanted clickbait and didn't even take in consideration of the whole context of the damn conversation. Because when we were talking, I forget the lady's name.
Kay Adams.
We were talking, Kay Adams. Yeah, when we were talking, she had brought up, like, how do you feel about Caleb Williams if you guys do draft him and he's like Hollywood, and he brings out like he. How do you think the Hollywood will come into the locker room? And she kept using the word Hollywood. I don't know the dude, so I'm not. I ain't never just. Oh yeah, he's Hollywood. He's this. He's that. I don't know the dude. As far as I know, Heisman winner, elite dude from Oklahoma that transferred to USC that slings the ball. I mean, that's all I know of the kid. So when she was talking about Hollywood, Hollywood, I'm like, well, shit, like he coming here being Hollywood, like we gonna see through that. So I spoke my truth on her saying, oh, that he's Hollywood. Everybody just like, oh yeah, Jalen just feels like he's Hollywood. He just has this. Is he jealous, or is he? Does he have this mentality of it's my locker room now? Like, man, if you know me, that ain't ever been me. I ain't know this my locker room type of cat. If anybody know me, hey, I'm the coolest in the locker room. I'm open for whoever to come in the locker room as long as we winning games and making strides in the right direction. But I mean, for me, he texted me and we had talked to each other a little bit, and I cleared the air, just like, hey, look, that wasn't what it was supposed to be. Like, hey, I don't know you, but he hit me just like, hey, like, bro, I'm a winner. I just want to win, da-da-da-da-da-da. We had that conversation. So I'm like, nah, like, it's all good. And then I talked a little trash about Utah and USC, and then it was all good. And then when we drafted him, of course, I texted him again, like, hey, congrats or whatever. Can't wait to build a relationship, da-da-da. And then, it was over with from there. But, I mean, I just didn't like the narrative that was painted from the remarks that I said, but didn't take into consideration how I answered the question based on what I was being asked.
Yeah, did you have to talk to Poles about it?
Hell no. Nah.
Okay. All right.
No. It wasn't that deep. I mean, again, like I said, I'm just like, yo, like, you do come in a... And to me, there's a difference between being high profile and being Hollywood. At the end of the day, Deion Sanders was high profile. I'm not going to say, oh, he was Hollywood. Like, no, that's who he is. Like, flashy, dressed good, got... And it says all the jewelry on, like, I'm not going to say he's Hollywood. That's just who he is. I mean, if Caleb comes in being who he is, I'm not going to classify that as Hollywood. But I feel like you know when somebody's trying to, in a sense, be Hollywood. So when I even made the remarks, I'm like, look, like, we're going to see through that. Like, that's fake. Like, you just, if you come in being a certain way, trying to just be Hollywood and just like, no, we're going to see through it. But then you got to, like, come in here and be yourself and prove yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, like, yeah, like, no, he's one of those guys for sure. That the talent isn't in question. But at the end of the day, as everybody's saying too, okay, what is he going to do on the growing pains? What is he going to do when he gets up and he's going against high-level people? I mean, at the end of the day, just as I said, it don't mean it's not, like, it's still the facts of the situation. He's still got to come in here and do the damn thing because, I mean, he got drafted based on what he's done before. But now that second contract that everybody's working towards is what you do from this point moving forward. So, I mean, in my opinion, I didn't say nothing that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, there was, I mean, people felt a kind of way about it. But, I mean, hey, like I said, I don't know the kid. So I didn't just speak on his character and say that he was. But, I mean, I didn't, there was no bad blood, I feel like, as far as anybody expressed to me.
Hey Jalen, we are in a different era, though, now with name, image, and likeness. Caleb's probably made $9 or $10 million already to this point. Does he need to tread lightly in any way in an NFL locker room in terms of endorsements or you know, cars or anything like that? Is there any danger for him in an NFL locker room in that way?
Nah, I wouldn't think so. Shoot. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we all wanted. Everybody in the NFL wanted NIL to be a thing, especially when we were in college. So, I mean, I feel like now being able to come into the situation that he's in, being already having, like you said, already being able to make millions of dollars, already being able to, in a sense, enjoy yourself a certain way. I mean, he's just going to come in and fit in. It's not, I mean, when I was in college, I drove a 2002 Honda. So, I mean, coming in now, that you'll worry about some people where it's like, now they get a little money and it's like, how they going to treat it? It's like, nah, he's used to having money. He's used to endorsements. He's used to certain things. So I feel like he was able to mature in that area a lot sooner than a lot of guys who didn't, in a sense, get paid when they were in college and go through that type of exposure.
Are you looking?
No, I think he'll be pretty good.
You looking forward to the offense doing more of the heavy lifting towards getting a win? Hopefully your life will get a little bit easier.
She said the heavy lift. I can't believe you said that. Like, Chicago not known for defense.
what about
the heavy lifting? You know who's back is going to be on, man.
Well, what if the Bears start getting known for offense? That'll be okay, won't it?
No, it's okay. But hey, you can't it's just not going to flip just because we got good names on the roster. Now that's something that takes years and years and years to build. Just as far far as being known for something, but hey, we know that when it comes to Chicago, hey, we're gonna win games because of our defense, and we're gonna win games because of the highlights that we have on our side. Now it's gonna be a lot easier to win the game because of the offense scoring points and them being able to manage the games and capitalize off our turnovers that we get, getting interceptions and being able to have Caleb Williams throw Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Swift run it in. So, I mean, things like that are definitely going to complement well. I know for sure for us, we still going to live. We're going to lift majority of the load. Now, I mean, sometimes there are going to be some games where the team gets the best of us and they come in and they pull the load. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, you think of Chicago, you think of the defense first.
Hey, Jalen, I don't know. I mean, you and all the guys on your side, that's impressive and all. And then Caleb and Keenan and DJ and Cole, very, very impressive. I don't know if you heard, you got the best punter in the world in the fourth round. What'd you think of Torrey Taylor?
I'm not going to lie to you. I seen it. I was like, I wonder, like, what made them. And then I kind of, like, seen a few things. And it's like, oh, like, he's really good. But, I mean, I didn't know. I still don't know too much about him. You said he's the best punter in the world.
That's what they're telling me. He's Australian. They call him the Crocodile Punter. He led the nation in punting. He won the Best Punter Award. He apparently can, you know, spin a ball backwards at the 2-yard line like it's nobody's business. I don't know. He seems pretty good.
Hey, well, hey, as long as he's putting that ball in the 1-yard line and we get to play backed up against teams, hey, bring him right to right to Chicago. So I mean, if that's the case, then hey, I'm all with it. I mean, I've been around a few Australian punters. They are pretty dang good. I had two at Utah. One of them still punts for the Niners. So I mean, I've been around some good Australian punters before.
Wow. So all right. you can translate. You can be the guy that helps the Australians, you know, communicate. Jalen, this is a healthy thing, man. This is a healthy thing to have the offense and the defense have a little bit of a rivalry like this, still teach each other like you were talking about with Rome. But this is what good teams have, isn't it? When, like, you know, there's a tussle between who's better, offense and defense. That bodes well, doesn't it?
Oh, no, 100%. I mean, at the end of the day, like I've been saying, it's all about making each other better. And I think at the end of the day, having Caleb, having Rome, being able to be around vets like DJ, vets like Keenan Allen, Cole, Gerald Everett. Like, I mean, being around, I feel like it's a good mixture of great young talent with great older talent. And I think just for the offense being able to mesh together, I feel like for us, that's something that we want. We want to be able to go against a high-power offense to where when we get in the game, it's like, man, I already done seen the best route runner in the league. I already done seen one of the most dynamic catchers in the league. I've already been around, like, dogs to where when we get in the game, then hey, it's easy. And then vice versa for them. When they get into the game, Keenan, Brown, DJ, they're not going to be able to just, oh, yeah, well, I haven't seen an elite DB. Like, nah, you've seen one of the best DBs in the league, like, every day throughout camp, battling, going through it. So, I mean, just for us, for them, it's about friendly competition. As long as we're on the same team, of course, it's all good. Now, when Keenan was the Chargers, then it was a little different. But having everybody in the locker room now, it's like, nah, like, at the end of the day, it's kind of like having a big brother and a little brother. Like, hey, you want to push each other. Like, hey, we're going to get into it. We're going to fight. We're going to scratch. We're going to claw. But, hey, at the end of the day, we're going to go and we're going to battle. And it's going to be all love when it's time to go. And we're going to feel like, nah, we're all ready to go because our roster is built so good. We're so competitive. We pushed each other. We've been around each other. So I think that's all nothing but good family competition in my book.
Jalen, what was it like when you got the news that Justin had been traded to the Steelers?
I'm not going to lie to you. I had already prepared myself for it beforehand. So, I mean, I guess when the news came out, I wasn't surprised. I was more so just trying to figure out, I guess, more so where, just kind of, to me, it's one of those things where if it wasn't going to happen, it would have been voiced that it wasn't going to happen. But to me, when it was up in the air and having Caleb, I never wanted, it's like, kind of talking to the people I know behind the scenes, it's just like, this ain't going to go how, in a sense, we would anticipate, or not anticipate how maybe we wanted it to go. But, hey, at the end of the day, it's not our job to worry about the construction of the team. If they feel like it's in our best interest and it's going to help us win games, then, I mean, I think I can't do nothing but respect that. Of course, I mean, that's losing a friend, losing a brother, a guy that I went to war with for 3 years. So, I mean, I think for me, just kind of understanding the business side of it, but also still reaching out to him, checking on him, making sure that he's good. But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, that nothing's forever. So, I think for me, it was kind of just being able to internalize it. But, hey, like, he's going on to new things. And sure, as long as he's balling, doing what I know he can do, then, hey, I'm good. I mean, like I said, as long as we don't play against each other, hey, I hope he turns to the best quarterback in the league.
You know, some players have said that the league did him wrong, that Justin was given a raw deal. How do you feel about that?
As far as, like, when he came into the league and everything?
It's like the opportunities that he had here as opposed to the opportunities that Caleb is going to have here.
Oh, yeah, it's night and day. Night and day. I mean, to me, that's not even a debate as far as comparing those two situations. I mean, it's completely different to me. I think it's one of those things where Justin came in and I feel like he was thrown into a situation that was unstable. Of course, his first year, he came in, he didn't start. A couple games later, he was thrown into starting his first start. He had, what, 5 sacks? I think.
9 sacks.
Oh, 9 sacks, 5 turnovers, I think it was. So I think for me, it's just like, even like looking at stuff like that, just like the way that the roster was built, the way that the team was built, like we had good names, but guys weren't healthy. Like it just wasn't a good situation. And then boom, year one, Nagy and Pace get fired. So it's like the guys that drafted you and brought you in that were in a sense supposed to develop you, they leave. And now we get a new staff. Like that's a tough transition. And then it's like the OC changes, we get a new OC, and it's like, dang, I got all these different OCs, all these coaches. Like, man, like that's a tough situation. And then when you're in the middle of a regroup, that I think, what was it, second year? Yeah, because it was my third year. His second year, we didn't have a dynamic offense. I mean, we had like Mooney, but I mean, that was it. Like, we didn't have too many pieces, too many like high level guys. I mean, we ended up losing David. So I mean, it's just to me, it's a tough situation when you come in, you don't have stars.
We're losing the connection with Jalen Johnson here.
Hey, Jalen, you're dropping off, and we have to go for the Cubs game, man. But you're the best. Thank you. Congrats again on the deal. We will talk to you throughout the offseason and once we get closer to training camp. Thank you, sir. That is Jalen Johnson with us on The Score. He is awesome. He had things to say.
Man.
He's the best.
There's a lot in there.
Plenty for people to react to, including a clarification of his comments on Hollywood and Caleb and the fact that they had talked. Kalen DeBoer was on the show. Mark Grody was on the show. Jalen Johnson was on the show. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka. Twitch chat video stream. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every day. Come see us at Harry Carey's on Thursday from 4 to 7. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins.
Tomorrow we'll react to some of that, and we got a whole bunch of crack slippers from the Detroit trip as well.
Cubs baseball follows us. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.